part one. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott.
All right, AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with Jizz and Skiz. I'm Jizz.
And I'm Skiz. Am I bleeding into your mic, John?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because we are in a new location.
That's right.
A top secret location. We brought Professor Tom to this location.
Right. The Bat Cave.
The Bat Cave about a year ago. Now, we used to have a home studio at John's.
And yeah.
We were there for a good 50 episodes, John.
Right.
But we had to move back into the studio where the band practices, which is top secret.
Right, only a few people have been here.
And we're back in the band studio doing the podcast.
Back in the studio.
And that is because John is getting some work done on his house. It starts when? In a week?
It starts Monday. A week from Monday.
A week from tomorrow. Nice.
Yeah. I'm living there, too.
That's hot, man.
During the whole thing. It's going to be great.
I can't wait.
Why?
Just because.
Why?
It's going to be great.
Why?
Well, it's just so stressful. It'll be interesting to see how you handle the stress.
Oh, me? Oh, yeah. No. It's no problem for me.
No problem. Stress is no problem for you.
It depends. If it's like putting together a podcast, it's very stressful. If it's building a house, no problem.
Building a house on top of where you're living.
On top of a house,
that's
yeah.
not stressful. Putting together a podcast is stressful.
Absolutely.
Well, that's because the expectations are so great for a John from TTN, producer of the year, runner-up last year. In my opinion, you were robbed.
Were we second place?
Oh, I think we were third.
Oh, damn it.
One of the runners-up.
One of the runners-up. All right, we're back from our little hiatus, though.
84 part 1. And we took the hiatus because the Bears went to the Super Bowl, John.
Oh, my God.
And
those guys are brutal.
After the first quarter?
Yeah.
I'm not really I maybe watch one or two games the entire season. So I'm not a big Bears fan. So I'm watching the Super Bowl. I'm cheering for Chicago, of course. And, boy, those last three quarters were just brutal.
Painful.
Just brutal.
They went from the Bears to
the Queers.
The Queers.
The Queers.
That was some of the worst football I've ever seen. And that Grossman character.
Yeah.
They got to get rid of him. I mean, he just doesn't have it.
Yeah.
Now, like, he fumbles a snap, right? And then the other time he fumbles it and he's running to pick it up.
Oh, don't be so hard on the Beaver.
He picks it up and he falls over. I mean, he can't even pick up a football without falling right on his face.
On his tuchus.
The guy's got no athletic ability other than dropping back and throwing the ball. That's it. Like, even when he was scrambling around on that one play where he bumped into his own guy and he got scared.
Scared.
He just looks like a big pussy out
pussy.
There.
Yeah.
So he's got to toughen up.
Right. Definitely.
Here was some cock and ball torture.
Here's one of the calls we got. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
The Bears.
That's it. Here's another one.
John and Scott. Jizz and Skiz. I'm sorry, guys. There's 2 minutes left. It doesn't look too good for the Bears. But there's always next year. This is Brooklyn Jeff saying what's up. And sending my condolences later.
From the East Coast.
From the East Coast.
Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Broiler.
Well, thank you, Brooklyn Broiler.
Yeah, I think he called back, though. No, maybe not. Who's this?
John and Scott, Eric Tomorrow here. Just wanted to send my condolences. And as an Eagles fan, I fully know what it's like to be there. So sorry about that. And talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, thanks, E.T.
E.T., checking in.
Checking in.
Well, you know, John, the hell was I going to
say? Spit it out. What happened? What's going on, man?
I didn't even expect the Bears to get to the Super Bowl. So I was thinking, hey.
Yeah.
Hey! Manning might just have an off day. And he did have kind of an off day.
Oh, yeah.
But it was raining the whole time. But I can't believe the Bears were even in that game, is how poorly they played.
Oh, I know. I was waiting for the Bears to show up. I did not see one Bear on that field.
Never did.
Never did.
Never. But enough about the Bears. How do you think they're going to do next year?
Oh, I think they're going to do great.
Great. Maybe we should take the time machine back to the 85 when the real Bears won.
When the real Bears.
We could check in on the Super Bowl shuffle.
Oh, man, what a Bears game, too. Well, there was more going on than the Bears game at the place I was at. I was at Special Ed's house. Did I tell you this story?
Oh, for this Bears Super Bowl.
This last Bears Super Bowl.
The Bears Super Bowl. So you get invited over to Special Ed's to watch the Super Bowl.
To watch the game. And he made some chili off of my recipe.
Nice.
He tweaked it a little bit.
For better or worse?
No comment.
Okay, it was worse than it was shit.
No, I didn't say that. Did I say that?
Yeah, you pretty much said that.
You can't implicate me.
When you said no comment.
What the fuck is that? Anyways, so the night before, his water heater in the basement started leaking all over. And he's got a nice basement.
Nice.
It's like mine, you know. It's finished. It's got the big screen built into the wall. And it's, you know, pretty nice. Hangs out. Got the exact same leather furniture I got.
Oh.
Well, actually, I saw his and I went out and bought the same thing.
Well, you don't like yours now.
I hate it.
Well, why don't you give it to him? Does he have room to make, like
to make
stadium,
a
like a riser?
No. No, he doesn't have enough room for that. To make stadium seating?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think so. He might. I don't know. I'll ask him. But anyway, so we go over there. And he's had that problem. Within the first 15 minutes of the first quarter, one of his kids runs smack dab into the corner of the drywall and starts gushing blood out of her eyebrow. And he's flipping out. Karen! Karen, give me some ice! And she's trying to find frozen peas. You know how that works.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You've done the frozen peas on the marbles, right?
On the bits. When I had the VADs.
When you had the VADs?
They were nice and form-fitting. And as the bits
I thought you were going to say when you had your VADs.
No, not the VAD.
Your bits replaced with a VADs.
I'll get the VADs a couple years from now. When they put the ice on, then the bits, they shrivel back up.
Yeah.
But then the peas kind of work with that, you know, they give and take.
Yeah.
And they always maintain contact. So it's nice.
Well, they did frozen blueberries on her head, and then shortly thereafter, I hear my wife yelling out of the bathroom. We got issues! We got issues!
Did she plug the toilet?
No, she didn't plug the toilet. Here's what happened: my son went in the bathroom, and he comes out, and I said, "Hey, did you wash your hands?" No, go wash your hands. He's washing his hands. And then I hear what sounds like water splashing on the floor. And I thought, you know, just him, I don't know, you know, the water running from the faucet and he left it on. And then I didn't hear it. And then my wife goes in there and I hear within seconds, we have issues. Opens the door and there's a lake in the bathroom. It's a powder room, right? Somebody runs up from the basement and says, there's water leaking out of the ceiling. So this is all going on during the Bears game.
First quarter,
Super
the
Bowl.
Only quarter worth watching.
I think it was around the second quarter.
Oh, you didn't miss anything.
So then. We run down to the basement and I'm pulling ceiling tiles down and I had a little cut on my hand and I felt it get wet, and then it started burning right away, so I knew there was urine in the water.
Nice.
And I think some got in my mouth. Yeah. Mm. A little tangy.
Well, if you get cut out in the woods, you're supposed to pee on it.
Right,
Jim.
Right. It's sterile.
Yeah.
Because it's sterile, Scott.
Yeah, and it's warm, too.
It's warm, too. Yeah, it's warm.
I heard, I'm sorry to segue, but I heard Dave Matthews likes getting the golden showers.
Oh, nice.
So go ahead. So you got pee in your cut, then what?
First you say Vaz, and I thought you meant Vash. And this, you got pee in your cunt. I thought that's what you said.
What?
Anyway, I digress. Yeah, so, you know, and then it was just a total bust. And fortunately, it was a late game because then I had an excuse not to do a netcast.
Right. Right. Well, we talked about
it. Pretty.
We weren't going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
We discussed that going into Sunday.
Yeah, right.
Forget that. Either way, if they win, we're going to be, I would have been going to bed anyway. If they lose, you would have been crabby and wouldn't have been worth it.
You would have been crabby with pee in your cunt.
Maybe if we did it and you had JD in a crabby mood, maybe it would make you in a better mood.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No.
And then the next day, Special Ed comes out and his car has a flat tire all the way to the rim.
So it's a bad week for Special Ed.
Yeah, and then as the wife drives by to tell my wife what's going on, her window freezes open.
Is the Lord testing their faith?
Could be.
Possibly. Possibly,
they're saying,
John.
Don't ever go to Jizz and Skizz's show.
Maybe.
Or this is what's going to happen.
Well, you know, I was doing some research, and we had Satan on last show, and he talked about sin. And he talked, if you accept Christ as your Savior, that's the only way to get to heaven.
Right.
But I was doing some research, John, and if you blaspheme the Lord by pretending that you are the Lord, it doesn't matter. You can accept Jesus as your Savior 1,000 times. You're never going to heaven.
Really?
Yeah. That sin is the one unforgivable sin.
Wow.
Wow. So I'm glad we haven't done that.
Right.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Wait, what is that? What?
I'm glad we haven't done that. I don't believe in God, but I'm glad we haven't pretended to be God.
Just in case.
Just in case.
I mean, he does show up.
Well, I got a soundbite from a guy named Bill Donahue of the Catholic League.
The Catholic League.
Yeah. And he's talking about, I didn't write any notes about this clip. But at some point, he's talking about...
Hold on. Wait a minute. You say at some point, so we have to listen to 5 minutes of this
before it gets to
the point?
It's short. But he talks about... what the fuck is he talking about?
God.
Well, he is talking about God, but he makes a comment about the gays, and then he makes a comment about atheists basically,
who is this guy?
Genetically, he's the president of the Catholic League.
Oh, okay.
And he's basically.
Let's hear what this cocksucker has to say.
He's talking about when they determine, the genetics of a baby, and then they could decide if they want to have it or not.
Right.
And this is what he has to say.
To intelligent design, which is an issue I hope we can bring up later. The
question
of the
him.
Human eye and space and the planets and stars.
Pappy Cannon.
But I want to go to Bill Donahue. I mean, this is determinism, predestination to the nth degree, is it not?
That's right. As a Catholic, I believe that everyone has the capacity to come to Jesus, to come to know Jesus, and to be saved. It's not a function of some kind of genetic code.
The
same guy came up with this idea of the gay gene, all right? I remember when that conversation was going on, gays were all of a sudden worrying if people would start aborting kids who they found out the DNA suggested that the kid might be gay. You know, God forbid we run out of little gay kids. So all of a sudden they became pro-life. Now, here we have a situation where some of the atheists, they may want to have abort the kids if they thought, in fact, there was some type of a religious inclined gene. God forbid they might have a kid who believes in God. Okay.
Is this guy fucked up or what?
Yeah, it's totally fucked up. First of all, there is a gene that makes people possibly be saved by accepting Christ. It's called stupidity. And second of all, when did gays get their panties in a bunch about the possibility of parents?
Yeah, but did you denote the little bit of sarcasm when he said, God forbid that we run out of little gay babies yeah. or gay children? Like, what the fuck? What a douchebag.
I think homosexuality has a genetic predisposition, but I think there's other factors involved. I don't think you can ever get rid of the gays, John.
Well, no. You couldn't, especially if they at first procreate and then they go on to realizing they're gay.
Right.
You know, it's not, more now than before, I guess. I don't know for sure. But more now than before, they come out of the closet and they haven't really had. I don't know for sure. I'm just
no. What
saying
I'm saying
is that they
I'm
haven't
saying.
Had a monogamous relationship.
Right. What I'm saying is what he's talking about is they'll be able to identify in utero if your baby's going to be gay or not. I don't think that's ever going to be the case. I think there may be a predisposition for it, but I think that when I've amended my original thesis, John, where I thought it was completely genetic. Now I think that there may be a predisposition. But
yeah.
When one goes through puberty and you have all those hormones going on, if there's any sort of imbalance
right.
in that, and it's such a fine line.
Such a fine line,
John,
Scott.
Between
Skiz.
Stupidity and genius, and between homosexuality and all man like myself.
Yeah, right.
And then the other thing he says is that
big pussy,
they're going to be able to figure out if you have a predisposition to believe in fairy tales. Is that what he said
yeah.
at the very end?
Yeah.
I don't believe that either.
And then
I think that's a lack of education, and it's a little bit of brainwashing.
And that's what cracks me up. He is so far off about atheists, because atheists, right away, they think they're evil people.
And have no morals.
And almost every atheist I know, I mean, I don't know every single one, but the ones that I know are humanists. They believe in mankind and letting man do what he wants to do.
And they're smart, John.
And they're smart.
And they're funny.
And they're funny.
Not like these stiff Catholics and Christians.
Stupid asses.
But anyway, regarding that last point he made.
Got some S's going on here.
About the ability to accept Christ as your Savior and buy into the fairy tale. I just bought a book.
You did?
By Daniel Dennett, one of my favorite authors. He authored my favorite book of all time,
Darwin's Dangerous Idea.
Have you read that yet?
I've read parts of it, yeah.
So this one is
not like one of those page-turner kind of books.
This one is about do people have a predisposition towards religion or believing in some sort of an afterlife? Is it a byproduct of evolution or what is it? So he examines that. So I'm excited about that book. Because even if I don't get any ideas about that, one of the reviewers said it gives you a good background of religious history,
right.
Of which there are like 1,700 recognized religions, John. Scientology is one of them.
Oh,
so there's 1,700 recognized fairy tales. So which one is the right one?
Right, right.
Or are they all wrong?
Right.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I did bring a clip in. It's a discussion of people talking about atheism. None of them are atheists, but they're going to talk about atheism. It's a long clip, but if you just want to play the very first, and you can cut it off whenever you want, but what this woman, I don't even know who this woman is, but see what she has to say about atheism.
Can I get a little brownie point there?
Yes.
So do you think atheists should keep their religious belief secret?
They don't have any beliefs. What's their beliefs, period?
What is their belief? What does an atheist believe? Nothing, right? I think this is such a ridiculous story. Are we going to take in God we trust off of our dollars? Are we going to not say one nation under God? When does it end? You know, we took prayer out of schools. What more do they want?
When you fucking die.
Come here tonight? No,
yeah,
I'd
like that.
100%.
I'd like her to die.
I think that the real discrimination is atheists against Americans who are religious. Listen, we are a Christian nation. I'm not a Christian.
No, we
I'm
are...
Jewish, but I recognize we're a Christian country. Oh,
she's Jewish, John. So she recognizes
freedom from religion. And the problem
Stop
is
it right
that...
there. Freedom of religion does not mean freedom from religion, John. So what she's saying is you can have the freedom to believe whatever you want if you believe in a religion, but you cannot not believe in a religion. How effed up is that? Yes. And this first woman who's talking.
And I'm a Jew.
What do they believe in? What? Why are we even talking about this? Because what do they believe? They don't believe in nothing. They believe in nothing.
Nada.
That's a bunch of crap. Here's what I believe in, John.
Well, we're not nihilists.
I believe in the exchange of ideas. Oh. I believe in education. That's what I believe in. All right. And the thing that the biggest problem I have with religion is there's no exchange of ideas.
Right.
Religion is here's how it is. Accept it. If you don't accept it, you're a heretic, a blasphemer, whatever. But there's no exchange of ideas. How can you possibly?
One nation under God. We're a Christian nation.
I'm Jewish for Christ's sake.
Here's something they ought to do. Read the very first sentence. Sentence. I'm saying that because I hear Penn Jillette say it all the time.
Sentence.
The very first sentence in the Treaty of Tripoli.
Okay. What does it say?
It says exactly that we are not founded as a Christian nation. It's right in the very first sentence. Sentence.
Right.
See, we got that goddamn train now. You hear that?
That might be a Nuzzer. Nuzzer?
Nebuchadnezzar?
It might be a reason that we have some steady growth in our listenership, John, of our podcast.
Right.
But we've never taken off, at least in the States. We're very popular in Europe, John. We've almost as Europe and Australia, we're almost as more popular as we are in the States. And that is because, John, only 8% of America is atheist or agnostic.
Right.
The other 92% believe in fairy tales.
You hear that clicking sound? What is that?
I don't know.
Is that me? I'm trying to find that.
Probably.
Here it is. It says right here.
Oh, because you got the internet.
Yeah, the Treaty of Tripoli in Article 11. It states, the very first sentence, as the government of the United States of America is not in any case, in any sense founded on the Christian religion, as it has in itself no character of enmity, I'm too far away from it. Here we go. Enmity against
enmity.
The laws.
That's funny.
Enmity. E-N-M-I-T-Y.
All right, stop reading.
What is it supposed to be? Enmity?
The other thing that bugs me about that clip is they asked the first woman, and she's just said, what do they believe in? They believe in nothing. So already she's made up her mind. She's devoid of being able to exchange ideas and being able to raise her intelligence at all because she believes one thing, and if you don't believe in what she believes in, then you're a fucking idiot. Well, I guess we think the same thing, John.
Enmity, a feeling or condition of hostility, hatred, ill will, animosity, or antagonism, Scott. It is a real word.
All right, enough
so
of the
fuck off.
Enough of the serious shit, John.
You're killing me with the S's.
Sorry,
stop it, asshole.
I got two things to talk about.
Two things.
Are you ready? You got
but
the
this
shit.
Is true.
I got a shit story.
Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
I hear
me
you.
Roar.
It's true.
Hear
it's
me.
It's vetted.
Whoa.
Hey. Hey. I'm bringing duty back. Hey. It's falling out my crack. Hey. I got the poopy poopy. Hey. I'm gonna wipe my ass. Hey.
Take it to the bridge.
All right, I got a shit story, John. Now, before the Bears game, this is going back a week and a half, I was ill. I had like these... These flu-like symptoms.
Flu-like symptoms, right.
And my wife read somewhere on the internets that if you take garlic, it'll help. It boosts your immune system. So we happen to have like a quart jar of these garlic cloves.
You do the pills, man. Oh my God.
Fuck the pills, man. I go right to the source. So I'm taking garlic cloves like pills. I took like six of them a day for 2 days.
Yeah.
And I did get over my illness. But I had an outstanding side effect, John. So after 2 days, after 12 cloves of garlic, and I had a bowel movement.
Yeah.
It happened at work.
Yep.
I went into work, went into the handicap stall.
Yeah.
Because it's nice and big.
Right.
And I can grab onto the rail and really
bear down.
Really bear down. After I move my bowels, John. It smelled like the greatest Italian restaurant
in the history of the world. There's no way it smelled that good.
It did.
To you.
No. Because I got out, I'm washing my hands, and like, people start coming in. They're like,
who's got garlic bread?
Oh, my word. Do they have a menu here?
No. Shut up.
It smells so wonderful.
That is disgusting.
This is an experiment I want all our listeners to do. Six garlic cloves a day after 2 days, your next bowel movement will smell like the finest Italian restaurant you've ever been
Finest Italian restaurant. That's nasty, man. What's wrong
with
you?
That is not nasty. And then
what
I have.
What is wrong with you?
I have one more story, John. Have you ever heard of Perez Hilton? Perez.
Oh, yeah.
Perez Hilton.
Yeah, I've heard that.
He's like this total flamer, and he has a website. I think it's called PerezHilton.com.
Sorry. What did I
do? That's not too distracting when I'm telling my Perez Hilton story.
Hello. Check one, two.
So I heard about him on Howard Stern.
Yeah.
He was actually into Howard in the show.
He was in Howard.
Apparently, he's like the gossip guy of today, and he did it all on the web. So if you wanna, if you hear that Jennifer Aniston's boobs are out on the internets, you just go to Perez Hilton and he's got the picture. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah, I've seen that.
You hear that Britney shows her coos, you just go to his site and he's got the
photograph.
Did
you see my picture up on the forum?
I did. I thought that was in bad taste. I had such a tasteful forum thread. And you ruined it, John. You ruined it.
You're like school on a snow day. No class. It was funny.
So anyway, this morning,
to the bridge.
I'm checking on celebrity news because I'm a little light on celebrity news for this week. So I go to Perez Hilton, see what he's got, see what he's come up with. So I look down his page. I don't see anything worth reporting on. But instead of closing the page, I minimize the page, right? So I have one browser open, minimized, on the status bar. So then the wife and the daughter are out.
Right.
The son and I, we go to Costco. We come home. Yeah. We hit the sack. We take a nap. Get the nap with the son. Come on. Let's go take a nap. The wife comes home. She goes to the computer. She fires it up. She opens up the browser, John. And I'm using Firefox, so it has the tabs, you know, the tabs function.
Right.
So not only is Perez Hilton there, but these two gay website tabs. So it's just one browser. There's three tabs, Perez Hilton and two flaming homo tabs are up. So I wake up from my nap, come downstairs. She's like, I need to talk to you.
We need to talk.
What's up? I just got to let the dog out. Now. I need to talk to you.
Whoa.
Now. All right. So I go over. What's up? There were two very explicit homosexual websites. The computer.
So?
Really? What are you talking about? So I runned over to the computer.
I don't know what you mean. What do you mean?
The key word here is tabs, because when I opened it up, I see Perez Hilton. I'm like, well, what's, I don't see. Where's the other? Oh, the tabs. So then I click on the tab. Yeah, and it's these like guys with the 13-inch schlongs.
Oops.
And so these two gay tabs show up. I have no idea how they got there. I don't know if after a certain time limit, Perez Hilton throws up these gay tabs.
Oh, yeah.
Is that possible? I don't even know if that's possible.
Why not? Yeah.
So then I go back. I said, really, I don't know how they got there. Now, here's the wife's perspective. Here's the wife's take on it, right?
Yeah.
So she jokes. I always thought she was joking around about you and me being fags, you know, being queers. But no, there was some truth in that. She has a suspicion that you and I are living on the down low, John, because I see you three nights a week. There's a one night podcast and two nights of practice.
Yeah.
So there's this hint of latent homosexuality, this possibility. Now she comes home and she sees these two gay websites, right? So now what her mind says is, okay, my husband doesn't want to come out and tell me he's gay. So he's leaving me these clues.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. And I just don't know. I don't know.
I consider your wife highly educated, and I am really surprised.
Maybe she's still pulling my leg. I don't know. Yeah. I keep telling her I'm all man. But you know what it is? She watches Oprah, and she sees these shows about guys living on the down low, you know, where they're married with kids, and then I've probably told her a story or two about your brother-in-law. So that's always in the back of her mind that I'm going to leave her for another man. And I don't know where that comes from, John, because I'm all man. I mean, there is no a hint of queerness in me, John.
Yeah, there is. No, not queerness, but you don't have to be gay to have a vag.
Right. That is correct, John.
Transsexual.
So this is what I'm dealing with. So before I left for the podcast, she said, when you get home tonight, you better prove to me that you're all man.
Oh, so you got to like beat her up or something?
Mm-hmm.
In a wife beater t-shirt?
Yeah, I'll work her over and throw her down the stairs.
With a hose.
I'll say, get me a beer, make me a chicken pot pie.
Give me turkey pot pie. That's out of sight, dude.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It probably doesn't help when I cry at It's a Wonderful Life and TV commercials.
See, I don't get any of that shit at home by my wife at all.
That you're queer?
Yeah. Not even close.
It may be too personal, maybe too close, you know, because of what happened, her experience with her brother.
What do you mean?
You know, because her brother was portraying the life of a heterosexual.
Right, but, you know, you could pick up on his gaydar was blipping on the screen from the first day I met him.
Right, and the same with my brother-in-law, who's married. I have gaydar
now,
all
I gotta,
over him.
I got to tell you, the first time I met his partner, and before he even said a word, I thought, this guy, what the fuck? This dude's a Harley dude, man. He had the Fu Manchu like mustache going all the way down and leather vest.
That's Judas Priest influence, man.
No, well, yeah. Is it Judas Priest influence? I don't know. But at the time, nobody thought it was a gay thing. Everybody was wearing that. No, I'm not talking about a leather jacket with the leather hat and leather chaps. He had, you know, jeans and those biker boots with the big buckle on the side and a leather vest. And I think he had a Harley t-shirt on. And he had a mullet. And then he spoke. Oh, it's nice to meet you. He sounded like Paul Lynn.
Paul Lynn.
Yeah.
Nice.
But he's a nice guy. He's a good guy. He's got some good stories, especially when he gets liquored up. It's pretty funny.
Of course.
But they're very successful, both of them. My wife's brother is a vice president of a bank.
Why wouldn't they be?
And his action is runs his own company, you know.
I don't have the celebrity story, but the guy, I don't even watch the show.
They have a stabbing cabin right on the lake?
I don't even watch the show, but if you ever watch Grey's Anatomy, I guess the brother on Grey's Anatomy called the other guy a fag. And now he's going to rehab.
Right. Sensitivity
training. How do you go to rehab for saying the word faggot? We would have to go to like 24 month session,
John. Well, the papooch had to.
For saying faggot?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
How come I never heard story?
He said it to a coworker. He said, you know how he talks.
Yeah.
Hey, you shit stabber. I called the guy. The guy said something to him. He goes, oh, shut up, you fag. He didn't know the guy was gay.
Right.
And the guy complained to HR. And the papooch had to go to sensitivity training for a week.
Sensitivity? How about go to training for having some gaydar and not not calling a queer a fag?
How about a queer has a little thicker skin?
Right. How about that, too?
Oh, somebody called me fat.
Well, that's why they
got HR.
That's why they got such a bad reputation, John, because they get their panties in a bunch when somebody calls them what they are.
All right, let's take it to two, shall we?
Let's take it to two. All I got two quick movie reviews, and we'll get into some other things.
We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.